Tonight I want to share a thought with you. I read a prayer request earlier that was written in. It came to us from Finland. And it says this. It says, I have come to an end of my human possibilities. Please pray, God, make a miracle for me. Nothing else will do, please. Well, you've come to the right place tonight. The right place to pray, the right place to meet with God, but you've come to the right place even in your heart tonight, and you'll know what I'm talking about in a moment as we begin to delve into the Word of God. There's a passage found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 146. To be exact. And it's a very interesting passage because this psalm, this is both a psalm of praise for God's greatness and grace, as well as a psalm of exhortation and instruction for you and I today. And this psalm speaks to your situation tonight. It speaks to our situation where we may find ourselves tonight. If I were to entitle this short sharing with you, just this thought, I would entitle it this: Trust in the Lord. He will more than help you. Trust in the Lord. He will more than help you. According to Rees Chronological Bible, the temple has just been rebuilt. The temple of God has just been rebuilt amongst the people of God. And the temple is a type of you and I tonight, because the Bible says we are the temple of the living God. And so the temple has just been rebuilt after much opposition had come against the people of God, from voices of discouragement, of voices of intimidation, to voices who tried to threaten them, tried to cause fear to come into their hearts, tried to deter them, to stop them from going forward. After much opposition, they have finally completed the temple. It's been built and dedicated to the Lord. Worship of the one true God has been restored, as it has been in many of our lives here tonight. Many of us who once knew of the Lord, or maybe heard of the Lord, or walked with God and had turned from him, have now come back to that place, that heart of worship, and now that heart of worship has been restored. And it says, and the Passover was being celebrated at that time, which is a type of celebration for you and I today about the cross and the finished work of Christ on the cross and how he delivered us from, how he delivers us from the judgment of God against sin. And so it's a type of that freedom in life and victory that comes as we place our faith in Christ and as we celebrate that victory, as we have done tonight in song. The people of God had gone into exile because they had forsaken the Lord and chosen to pursue and dedicate themselves to other things, to the pursuit of other things. And how many of us know what that's like? We once set out to follow our dreams, to follow a relationship, to follow a career, to follow something or another, and suddenly we found ourselves in a place of captivity. And that's what happened with the children of Israel at this particular point in time in history. As a result, they were not able to stand before their enemies. So they were conquered and sent into exile, a place that they once called home, a place of hope and life. Now, after 70 years of captivity and exile, after all this time of being enslaved and being far from home, the Lord, as he had promised, fulfills his promise in their lives. And he makes a way so that they could come home again. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight that the Lord made a way so that you could come home again? So that you and I could come back to him. The God who created us, the God who loved us, the God who sent his son to die for all the wrong things we have done so that we would not be eternally separated from him, but who made a way so that we could be reconciled to him, so that we could come home again. So the people of God at this particular point are grateful, and the psalmist is grateful for what the Lord has done, because the Lord can be trusted tonight. He can be trusted. He is faithful, faithful to keep his promises. And so that's why the psalmist writes in Psalm 146 here. He writes, praise ye the Lord. In the original language, it's the word hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, this psalm starts with a hallelujah and it ends with a hallelujah. I love it. This is one of the last five psalms called the praise psalms. These are climactic psalms. This is the first of the last five psalms, climactic psalms. This is where this book of Psalms comes to a climax. It comes to a climax of praise unto God. He says, praise the Lord. He says, praise the Lord, O my soul. Verse 2, while I live, while I am alive, while God is continually quickening me and reviving me and giving me courage to stand, I am going to praise the Lord. He says, I will sing praises unto my God. In other words, I'm going to celebrate who my God is. But not only that, he says, I will celebrate while I have my being. In other words, I'm going to celebrate on this side of eternity. And when I get home with the Lord, when I am in the presence of God forever and ever and ever and ever, I am going to bless his holy name because he is worthy of praise. Verse 3, he says, put not your trust in princes. In other words, don't put your trust in people of authority that thinking that they can solve your problems. Don't put your trust in your boss or your employer or your landlord. Don't put your trust in the bank. Don't put your trust in your stockbroker. Hallelujah. He says, don't put your confidence in them, nor in the Son of Man, nor in human beings, in whom there is no help, no assistance, no salvation. For there is only one who saves. There is only one who can rescue and deliver. Don't put your confidence in your psychiatrist tonight, in your therapist tonight. Don't put your confidence in your doctor tonight. Folks, there's nothing wrong with doctors. You need to listen to your doctors, but your confidence needs to be in the Lord because he's the one who has the power to heal. Verse 4 says, his breath goeth forth and he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. In other words, man's thoughts and plans and purposes come to an end. Verse 5, happy is he that blesses the Lord, that has the God of Jacob for his help. So you see a contrast here. A contrast between trusting in man, trusting in your own strength, trusting in your own ingenuity, your own ability to figure things out, leaning on your own understanding versus acknowledging him in all your ways and allowing him to direct your path. Trusting in the God of Jacob, the God of the one who was a supplanter, a deceiver, and who said one day, God, would you change me? This is who I am. And God changed his life. God changed Jacob and made him a prince among his people. Hallelujah. Transformed his life. Happy. This word happy means blessed, fortunate, enviable. To be envied is that one who trusts in God, the God of Jacob, the Almighty God, the God to whom nothing is impossible, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, whose expectation is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. What is he saying here? He's saying, listen, let me tell you who God is. He created everything. Everything. All things. Everything is held together by the word of his power. the God who created even gravity, who says to the seas, this far and no farther, the one who hung the stars in the heavens, the one who said, let there be light, and light was, and light is, the one who created you and I, he says, he's the one who called the very universe into being. Therefore, he is able to protect and provide for you. This is the God whom you need to trust in, and I need to trust in and look to, which keepeth truth forever, which means who keeps his promises. Every promise that he makes, he is faithful and reliable to keep. Has he given you a promise tonight? Has he made you a promise tonight? Folks, I'd say he made you thousands upon thousands of promises tonight. And you can bank on every one because he can be trusted. Which executeth judgment, verse 7, for the oppressed. Are you oppressed tonight? Have you been violated in some kind of way? That's what the word oppressed means. It means to be violated. It means to be pressed upon. It means to be defrauded or taken advantage of or even deceived. Have you been deceived? Have you been duped by someone or something? Something that might have once promised you satisfaction, happiness, a future. And suddenly you found out that it was a fake. It was a lie. I want you to know tonight, the Lord is the one that brings justice to the oppressed. Hallelujah. Which giveth food to the hungry. He feeds those that are hungry. Those that are hungering on the inside. Those that sense the need of him. Hallelujah. Verse 16 of the previous Psalm, Psalm 147 says, thou openest thine hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. You might have been invited tonight and someone told you, come to church. Or maybe you've joined us online and you're thinking, well, that's nice. That's good for them. No, it's not just good for us. It's good for you. The Lord is the only one who can satisfy you. Man can't satisfy you. Your career can't satisfy you. Your accomplishments, your home, your car, whatever you've got or don't have tonight. You know, some people think, man, if I only had this or that, that's not going to satisfy you either. Only the Lord can satisfy you. The Lord looseth the prisoner. I like that. The Lord unties. That word loose means to untie you. It means to undo whatever yoke or burden you find yourself in tonight. The Lord is the one who will undo the bonds of wickedness, the bonds of darkness. He is the one who breaks every yoke. Not some yokes, not most yokes. Somebody say every. Every yoke. He has broken and defeated it at the cross. And that victory is yours and mine tonight if you will receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. And this speaks of not only physical blindness, but blindness figuratively, which means if you don't know your way out, if you don't know how to get out of where you're at tonight, the Lord will open your eyes. In other words, he will guide you. If you'll allow him to, he will speak to you from his word. He will quicken his word to you. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. In other words, those that find themselves crushed under the weight of care and calamity and trouble. If that's you tonight, if you have calamity, if you have cares that are occupying your mind, as Pastor David spoke of earlier, anxiety and thoughts where you can't sleep. What a confirmation tonight. The Lord comes and he will raise you up. He will raise you up from that place. Hallelujah. In other words, he will produce life and comfort in that place where you find yourself tonight. The Lord loves the righteous. He loves the righteous. If you've come to trust under the shadow of his wings, you know, you need to know he delights in you. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. I said he loves you tonight. The devil is a liar. God's not mad at you. He delights in you tonight. All your struggles and battles and hang-ups and sense of inadequacy doesn't matter. He loves you. As a matter of fact, he adores you. He adores you tonight. Verse 9 says, the Lord preserves. In other words, he hedges about with thorns. He guards, he protects. He attends to those who are strangers. Tonight, you might feel like an outsider looking in to what's going on here. Maybe you came in and you had your hands folded, or maybe your hands in your pocket or your head held down. But as the songs began to play and the people of God began to worship, suddenly, out of nowhere, you found your foot tapping. And then you found yourself looking up at the words on the screen. And then you found yourself maybe bopping a little bit. And then maybe even throwing in a clap here or there. The Lord is welcoming you in tonight with open arms. Because you belong to him, whether you realize it or not. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. We all belong to God. And so he welcomes you tonight. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. Hallelujah. He gives you a home. He becomes your heavenly father. He adopts you. He becomes your husband tonight. Your provider. Tonight. You can praise him for that. It's all right. Folks, that's what this psalm is all about. It's about giving God praise. It says, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. What's that mean? That means every demon, devil, agent of hell that comes against you. I like this part. He turns upside down. What's that mean? Before you clap. To turn upside down in the original language means this. It means to bend, to curve, to make crooked, to distort. It means to overturn. What's that all mean for you and I tonight? That means whatever the enemy means for evil, God turns it around for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, I told you he's in control. I told you he's in control tonight. Remember Joseph? What his brothers meant for evil? God had a plan all along. Joseph is a type of Jesus. The devil thought he won when he crucified the Lord of glory. But then on the third day, hallelujah, the devil didn't know what hit him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Which means the Lord is king tonight. He is on the throne tonight. Nothing escapes his gaze. Nothing has caught him by surprise. Folks, he knows the end from the beginning. He is king forever. So the psalmist ends with, praise the Lord. In other words, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So you and I have a reason to praise him tonight. We have a reason to bless his name tonight. We have a reason to thank him tonight. We have a reason to honor him tonight. We have a reason to sing the right song on the right side tonight. We have a reason to sing on this side of the Red Sea tonight. We have a reason to praise him. We have a reason to exalt him. For he is working everything out for our good. Everything out for our good. Hallelujah. 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 You online tonight, praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Lift your hands and bless him. Bless him, bless him tonight. God's gonna be faithful to you. He can't be anything but faithful. That's his name, that's his character. That's who he is. He's in control tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. With everything within us, we bless you. We're not gonna wait till we get to heaven to bless you. We're gonna praise you tonight. We're gonna worship you tonight. We're gonna exalt you tonight. We're gonna thank you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 You are good. You are good, God. You are good. Hallelujah. You are good. You're in control. You're in control, God. The devil's not in control. You're in control. Hallelujah. The government, Lord, is not in control. It's on your shoulders. And so our confidence is in you, Lord. Our hope is in you, Jesus. So we praise you tonight. And so, Father, we lift up, oh God, everyone who's come to the end of themselves. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to help them tonight. I think of this one who's written in, oh God. I thank you that you are his miracle. You are her miracle. And you're going to meet every need. You're going to meet every need. Now glorify your name in and through us. The devil's not going to get our song. We're going to praise you. We're going to bless you tonight and always. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.